بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Taking a loan in order to fulfill the needs of a beggar. Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that a beggar came to seek assistance from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم took a loan of a half wasaq and gave it to the beggar. Note, a wasaq is a measurement weighing approximately 192 kilograms. Hence, half of this would be 96 kilograms. When will the repayment of a debt be divinely guaranteed? Imran ibn Hudayfa, rahmatullah alayhi, narrates that Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to take loans excessively. Some of her family members expressed a concern about it, fearing that she would not be able to repay these. She said to them that she had heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that whoever takes a loan and has sincere intentions of repaying it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will see to it that the loan will be settled in this world. Other narrations mention that they reproached her for this practice, but she responded in the same manner as she is recorded in the above hadith. Note, this hadith refers to the case of a person who takes loans due to necessity and does not intend at the time of the transaction rob the creditor or deny repayment, etc. In such a situation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely aid the debtor and relieve him of his burdens in this world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's compassionate advice regarding taking loans. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sin less and death will be easy for you. Take loans seldom and you will live a happy, carefree life. Note, a person who has debt is in perpetual worry and anxiety. He feels enslaved to the person who has given him a loan. This deprives him of many joys. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.